Rice, a Soviet affairs expert at the end of the Cold War era, says the current U.S.-Russian relationship has a number of positive aspects, including cooperation on the Iranian and North Korean nuclear programs. But in Senate Foreign Relations Committee testimony, she strongly condemned Moscow's pressure tactics against former allies seeking closer ties with NATO, underscored by Mr. Putin's comments on Ukraine Tuesday in Moscow. Rice called the Putin comments unhelpful and really reprehensible, and said Moscow should realize it has no veto power over countries once in the Soviet bloc who want to affiliate with NATO.
We are absolutely devoted to the independence and sovereignty of Ukraine and of other states that were once a part of the Soviet Union. The Soviet Union had all of these parts, but that was another point in time. It is gone forever, and I hope that Russia understands that.
At its April summit in Bucharest, NATO leaders will consider whether to grant aspiring members Croatia, Albania, and Macedonia full membership, and whether to give former Soviet republics Ukraine and Georgia a preliminary affiliated status. The secretary was asked by ranking committee Republican Richard Lugar whether Mr. Putin should be invited to the Bucharest summit, given what he said was Russian bullying of various neighbors. Rice said the NATO-Russian council in which Mr. Putin would participate would allow Moscow to see firsthand the unity of the alliance.
It's very often an opportunity for the Russians to sit and recognize that the Baltic states are part of NATO and therefore enjoy the protection of Article 5 and of the European and North Atlantic allies. And so in that sense, these sessions tend not to be one in which the alliance is intimidated by Russia, but rather where a very strong message of alliance unity can be communicated.
On another issue, Rice told senators she intends to appoint a full-time special envoy for energy issues to focus in large part on critical resources in Central Asia. Senator Lugar, a strong proponent of the envoy concept, said the posting is needed to counter Russian foreign policy, which he said is largely based on maximizing the political leverage Moscow has acquired through control of Eurasian energy supplies and transport. David Gullis, VOA News, the State Department.